who last week in a series of late night tweets on Thursday threatened war, which is typically a marvellous thing for a finance minister to do. Minister of Defence to threaten war, well, that's kind of more in line with the portfolio. And just to remind you of those tweets, wars start in different ways, spears and shields, gunpowder, bullets, and now through media, printed and electronic, and then social media. Well, the SA editors must be editors. If needs be, will be forced into fight. War. The problem is that there will be collateral damage. The time to be gentle is over. The line has been drawn on the sand this far and no further. He also made reference to the fact that he came from a proud history of Zulu warriors who always took the spear in the front, never in the back, because they never ran away from war. Kate Skinner is an executive director at the South African National Editors Forum. Was peace declared in the meeting?
Yes, it was. So it was interesting because we basically, I mean, as soon as we saw those tweets, we were obviously incredibly worried. We put out a press statement. We contacted the minister and we said, look, we need to have a meeting about this. Your position is an incredibly important position as Minister of Finance. And for you to put out these tweets is very problematic because, you know, that goes against our constitution, which is all about, you know, freedom of expression, freedom of the media, et cetera. And I have to say that his response was kind of immediate. It was like, I'm very happy to have a meeting, come through to Pretoria, come and discuss these issues. I want to give you the background, you know, in terms of why I put out these tweets. And so we had a very frank discussion, and basically he explained that he had been subject to unethical journalism and harassment and kind of rogue elements within, you know, the media that were harassing him about particular issues.
And the detail of that? I mean, what evidence did he provide?
Well, he did explain about a particular journalist who actually had who was no longer a journalist, but who claimed he was a journalist, coming and asking him a whole lot of personal questions. And then he discovered later that this person was in fact not in the employ of a particular media house, and so it was in the context of that he had basically then put out these tweets. So we basically said, look, it's very problematic to put out the, you know, tweets with this kind of tone, this kind of severity, you know, talking about issues of war. And so he agreed and he apologized. He said, look, it wasn't correct. The severity, the tone of the tweets were inappropriate, and he absolutely accepted that. And what I think was very useful in terms of the meeting was that he put on the table the issue of journalism ethics. And said, you know, it's very important that the editors and the media sector as a whole does look at the issue of ethics. And we agreed. I mean, we said, you know, that's what we fight for as Senate. We fight for ethics. We fight for quality journalism. And so what he said is, he said he is absolutely committed to media freedom. He said, you know, the issue is that if you look at the economy and you look at the macroeconomic framework, we need a robust media. We need a media that holds power to account. And so he said, you know, absolutely, he agrees with that. And so I think at the end of the meeting, basically, we got to the point where we were saying, you know, you as a minister have to uphold those constitutional principles. And he was saying, absolutely, I do fight for those principles. And so we kind of, you know, we put the issues behind us. And the thing that we took away as SANEF was the issues around ethical journalism and the importance of us making sure that you don't have, you know, people pretending to be journalists or asking, that kind of unethical behavior happening. So we took that back, and he took back the fact that, you know, he has got to defend the Constitution.
Kate Skinner, Executive Director at the South African National Editors Forum. I wonder if he acknowledged that he might have been tired and emotional.